I have a confession to make. After the trade deadline came and went, we saw a list of some of the names that might have been available on the buyout market. I was hoping against hope. Didn't see how this would happen, but I was hoping against hope, Drapes, that the Kings would acquire a particular player. My dream has died today because agreeing to sign with the Bucks for the rest of the season is Danilo Gallinari. I don't know. The Kings were never considered. He apparently had his choice of the Bucks or I'd read
Clippers,
he had his
right?
Bucks or the Clippers.
Yeah.
He's going back to the Bucks.
Breaks your heart.
Back to the Bucks. He's going to the Bucks.
Breaks your heart.
A little bit.
Why'd you want Gallinari? What's so
because
special
about it was a couple years ago now. It's been like 3 years, but he was really like hyper efficient. I think it's when he's still with the Clippers. So it was a while ago. Mm-hmm. You know, he was, his efficiency was underrated. He was a great shooter, good rebound, did a little bit of everything, and now he's hurt. So he's not the same player. But I was just hoping that, that the Kings would have done something. Now they got to hope for improvement from within.
Yeah, for now. Remember, my boy Marcus Morris, senior, is still quite possibly an option. And I would love, as much as you like Gallinari, I like Marcus Morris. You know, I would love to see Marcus Morris here. And, you know, what frustrates me, though, and I get it, when guys are bought out and free agents, you want to go to a winning team, play for a title. It seems like all the same teams are always Lakers, Clippers, you know, Bucks, Celtics. They're always like in the running for the best players, you know, in the buyout market.
You're still mad about Dinwiddie going to the Lakers, aren't you?
You know what's crazy about that, Whitey? It's like one day he gets released. The next day he's at the Lakers game sitting next to Rob Pelinka. I'm like, what? How did this even happen? Like, I didn't even know that this was going to be a thing. And I do like Dinwiddie. I don't know if he would have been, you know, a fit here because I think him and Malik are sort of the same. But he's a bucket getter, man. And I think he's going to help that Lakers team.
Yeah. You know, we're not playing on an even playing field. We know that. And then there's also this perception in the NBA that some teams get the benefit of more calls. And it appears it's not just fans that think that because we saw last night Ty Lue went ballistic and his team came back and beat the Warriors. Yeah. But it sounds like he was saying, you know, that the Warriors were getting the benefit of the whistle.
Yeah, and he had some colorful
colorful and
afterwards. And my question is, how much is he going to get fined for that? Like, that's a massive fine. He basically accused the refs of cheating.
That's it.
You know, he basically said that.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, and this is from, you know, a former player, a coach, somebody's in the league right now. That's pretty damning for the league, if you ask me.
Like, yeah.
So I think Adam Silver and company, they're going to come down hard on Ty Lue.
Did you hear the audio post game, what he said? He was shouting. We may have it somewhere.
Yes.
It was reported. I read that he said, "Where's referee James?" I read that it said, "I want to kick him in the mouth," but I think he said, "I want to kiss him."
Oh, really?
I think
we may have to break the tape down.
Yeah,
we may have to break it down.
I know they did that in Styles and Watkins, and that's the first time I'd heard it. And I think he said kiss him, and I think he's making a joke, like, "Where's my buddy? I want to kiss him." You know,
that's what I
think.
When I heard it, I thought it was kick.
Oh, you heard
it?
Yeah,
I did. Okay. I did hear it, but I didn't, you know, dissect it and listen to it four or five times. But either way.
Yeah.
You know, it's a
bit. He was definitely angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a smart guy, and I have a hard time imagining that Ty Lue would lose his composure to the extent that he'd say, "Where's the referee? I want to kick him in the mouth." Maybe he did.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, though, right? Kiss him in the mouth makes, you know, it's,
to me, a little more like,
Right, right.
Eye roll.
Yeah. 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 And Johnny on the YouTube chat, refs cheat. Come on, Johnny, give me some examples, you know, give me a little more depth behind it than that. But that's a bad look for a head coach of a premier franchise, a title contender to basically come out and say, you know, where are the cheating, you know, cheating refs, he basically said.
So, of course, fans are going to think that, and that's all the league can do is 2-minute report, you know, that's what we're saying. As weak as that is. It's about all they can do in an attempt to try to show everyone, no, it's all legit. It's all transparent.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said yesterday, the 2-minute report to me has run its course.
Oh yeah,
you know it's like
it was a short course.
It didn't take long. Like yeah, I get it. You're trying to show some transparency, and but you still get it wrong, and yeah, you're covering up your own mistakes and everything, and it just makes people even more angry. You know, like Mike Brown talked about it before the game yesterday, and you know he was very diplomatic about it. You know, obviously disagreeing, but it makes you wonder. We all saw it. You know, and I think, you know, the problem the NBA has is back in the 80s, we didn't have all these replays.
Right.
Now it seems like every call, controversial call, is broken down frame by frame. You know, we got closet referees sitting at home on their couch making the call, and it doesn't do the NBA any favors. And I think it's just a harder job right now.
Mm-hmm. I think I told you the story. You know, officials can, they have the power to determine which way the game is going. And forgive me if I told you this before. This is a guy that was an official in the NBA back when they had only two referees, and there's a game going on, and it was an San Diego Clippers game, so it tells you how long ago it was. And the guy that I know, he had some stomach issues, and he had to leave the court, and he had to get some medical attention. And the game was pretty one-sided. He comes back. He was treated. He was fine. He comes back, and his partner, I think, was like, well, I shouldn't say, I think it was Daryl Garrettson. I don't know. His partner says, hey, I tightened up the game for you. And he looks up and, you know, it's like, Ooh. Yeah, they can do that.
They can do that. Yeah.
All right, here's Ty Lue last night. Does he say, I want to kick the referee or kiss the referee?
We're Dave down. The referee, I want to kiss him in the mouth.
Oh, that's kiss. I heard kiss him in the mouth.
See, I did too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, that time I heard kiss him in the mouth. Yeah.
We're Dave down. The referee, I want to kiss him in the mouth.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jay?
Kiss him in the mouth.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was reported as smooches. Kick him in the mouth. Yeah.
All right. Term of endearment. You know, right. He's just, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's my buddy. Right. I want to kiss him.
We're Dave down. The referee, I want to kiss him in the mouth.
Whoa, there it is right there. Yep. There it is. Oh, man. I tell you what, that was a big win for the Clippers. No Kawhi. Paul George fouling out.
Yeah. And they were, at that point, they were down, I think, 11 in the fourth quarter.
Yes. Massive loss for the Golden State Warriors, who just look. You know, I know they were on a little bit of winning streak, I think 5 in a row, something
like
that.
Yeah, right.
But some of their old wounds resurfaced. You know, Klay Thompson, you know, making a boneheaded play down the stretch in the
clutch
situation.
About as bad of a foul as you'll
see. Bad of a foul, as you can see.
Yeah.
You know, you're down 3 with 30-something seconds left. Just play defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the miss and then go down, tie it up. And, you know, this is why I don't think the Warriors – are a threat to the Kings in terms of their play-in position or playoff position. You know, the Warriors have beat up on a lot of shorthanded and bad teams. And I'm starting to see Draymond get back sort of to the old Draymond a little bit. He had a good 2 or 3 week stretch where he was on his best behavior. But against Phoenix the other night, he picked up a technical. You see all his jawing and everything he was doing last night as well.
But his suspension saved their season. That's what Draymond explained to us.
They should have kept him out then. Like, hey, they might win a championship then.
What did you think of the play last night where he got knocked down and it didn't look like he got hit that hard by, I think it was Zubat's elbow.
Yeah.
And he was on the – I've never seen it before. He was on the floor for like 2 or 3 possessions.
And
they're just playing around him.
The best part about it was – none of his teammates came over to, you know,
stop playing. Yeah, it's like, oh, they'll call a timeout.
No, we just playing. It's like they're used to his antics and his theatrics. And so I thought it was awesome. I mean, it was literally a couple of trips down the floor.
Yeah.
And some guy on Twitter, you know, sort of narrated it. That's how I saw it. He's like, and look at Draymond. He's still down. Let Clippers go down to score. Warriors score. Clippers score. It was, it's just too much, man. And did you see what Nurkic said?
I know they've been going back and forth.
He tweeted something. He said, he put like a meme and he said, man, dude's getting soft these days or something like that. And it was awesome.
They took him off.
I love it.
Then,
I love it.
And then he came back and I think he was fine after that.
Yes.
So,
Yeah. Paul Pierce in a wheelchair. He was fine.
The Kings may, I'm still working on definitively whether we can say this or not. The Kings may have made a little bit of franchise history last night. I know I talked about this earlier.
Yeah, you still working on that?
I haven't found any other Kings team that's done it. I think this may be the first time a Kings team, Sacramento Kings team, has ever beaten the defending champs 3 times in one season. That's a little wonky because, like, they only played teams from the East twice a year. Anyway,
right. So it can't be an Eastern Conference team. Yeah.
So for what that's worth.
This team continues to make history.
There you go. It was a weird performance by the Nuggets last night.
It really was because, they were in the game. They had the lead. And I never thought Jokic really got going in that game. You know, this is an all-world player, one of the all-time greats. And he was a glorified role player yesterday. And, I thought they collapsed big time in that second half. And, Joker couldn't will his way to a win, And it was interesting. If I don't know if you saw this. As they're starting the game, Jokic wasn't looking to score. Like, even when he had an open look, he was looking. And so I don't know if he was trying to take a night off or not impose his will, not dominate or whatever. But it was a weird game, I thought, by him last night.
Mm-hmm. And one thing we decided earlier in the show is that no one is allowed around here to refer to Sabonis anymore as Jokic Light, right?
Yeah.
You can't do it anymore. It's not fair.
It's disrespectful.
Yes.
Now. When we first started saying that, it was a term of endearment. It was a compliment. Not anymore. Domas is his own guy. Like, there are, like, Şengün is Domas Light.
Yes,
you know what
there
I mean?
You go.
People are trying to be like Domantas Sabonis. And so you're right. We can't call him Jokic Light anymore.
Would you draft Bronny if it gave you a shot at his daddy? That's next.
Ooh.
With the Drive Guys on Sactown Sports. Yesterday, we found out that the Warriors had a knocking at the Lakers front door and asked about, hey, you want to trade us LeBron? And the way the story goes is Jeannie Buss is, I don't know, you have to talk to his agent. So apparently LeBron let it be known that he was he had no interest in leaving the Lakers, and then it had to be leaked by LeBron and or the Lakers, right? The fact that we even know this happened.
Yeah, no reason for the Warriors to leak
that,
actually, right?
Maybe dealing with fallout from it.
Right,
so
it wouldn't be them. Yeah, maybe somebody from the Lakers or LeBron's camp.
Yeah,
for sure.
So now, Bronny, LeBron James' son,
yes.
He has been, his first year with USC, he hadn't really played very well. And, he's recovering from serious offseason health scare.
Yep.
But he hasn't really had a breakout season or anything. But according to The Athletic, quote, the Lakers, per a high-ranking team source, are also willing to explore the notion of adding Bronny James next season. This stance, the source said, is rooted in the reality that James' happiness truly matters to the organization, end quote. And I think LeBron has, a $51 million option? And he doesn't have to opt in until after the draft.
Yeah.
So he can wait and see what happens with Bronny.
Yeah.
And that could, so the Lakers may be in position where, well, if we want to keep LeBron, we got to draft Bronny. But if you're another team and that's the situation, do you then
would
draft
you do
him?
It? Hmm.
Thinking at the very least, the Lakers will have to trade us something for him.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. At this stage of LeBron's career,
I guess I could see.
I don't
the Lakers
know if Sacramento.
Doing it.
Yeah, I don't think the Kings would. It doesn't make sense. But let's say the Sixers. If you can pair him with Joel Embiid and Maxey, I would do it if I was Philly. Because your goal is to win a championship. That's been your biggest knock.
So you would draft Bronny, hoping that then LeBron would. Yeah.
Yes. If I was Philadelphia, I would do that. What about the Knicks? Would the Knicks do something like that?
You know what I was reading about that, and you probably have heard some things about this that I'm not privy to, but what I was reading was that when LeBron posted the hourglass, some people, and then there was also some social media with him. He had a Knicks towel.
Towel on,
looked like maybe he was trying to gauge whether the Knicks had any interest, and apparently right now they do not.
Really?
Yeah. They like the direction in which they're
going,
and they're not worried about LeBron.
Now, I feel like, I guess you got OG there, Julius Randle.
No, but it's freaking LeBron.
It's LeBron, right? For, a chance at a chip. That's why I think Philly should do that. Like, I think LeBron, Embiid, and Maxey, that would be huge for them. I would definitely do that because you're talking a second-round pick. It's not like you giving a first-round pick or anything like that, guaranteed contract. Have them for a year, two-way deal or something like that. what's interesting about that is, you know, when you look at LeBron and what he can accomplish at this age, I think it would have to be a ready-made contender. Like, if I'm Detroit, nah, you know, it would get some buzz, you know, make things, you know, exciting for you. But I don't think adding LeBron to Detroit makes you a contender all of a sudden. So that wouldn't matter to me.
This is a little different. It's actually a lot different, but it reminds me of the 96 draft. That was a Kobe draft where Kobe, you know, we knew he wanted to go to the Lakers.
Yep.
And the Kings had the next pick. Kobe was drafted by Charlotte, traded to the Lakers.
Yep.
And Jerry has told me that, oh, we would have drafted him. We would
really?
Yeah.
They would have drafted Kobe.
Yeah. I said, oh, yeah. We would have taken him.
And kept him and like, well, hey, forced
you know,
him to.
Yeah,
you
know. Who knows? Maybe he forces your arm and like makes it clear, yo, you can't keep him, but right. you get something out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely would. Even if you draft him, the trade chip that you created, yeah. you know, the yeah. value you could get. You know, you talk about this Bronny LeBron thing. Look at Thanasis and Giannis in Milwaukee. Like, I don't know how good of a player Thanasis is. Right now, he's just sort of a punchline. But I got to imagine, because he's Giannis' brother, that's helping him out. And, you know, you want Giannis to be happy,
right.
so you employ his brother.
Doesn't he have two other brothers, too, that have
yeah.
played?
Yeah. Yes.
Costas.
Yeah, and Alex, I think the other was.
Well, Costas was the first one to win a championship with the Lakers,
yeah,
wasn't he?
He was the older one. Yep, yeah. yep. He was the older one. Exactly. So he's had four brothers come through the league,
yeah.
you know? And Thanasis, like I said, I mean, you can Google his name up on social media or anything. It's like a blooper video of him. Like, he's that kind of funny dude. Like, yeah, and for some reason they keep him on the squad.
I know some people were having fun with the Robin Lopez move, and they said, "Uh-oh, that's bad news for Thanasis if they're moving Brooks' brother."
Hey, Brooks' brother.
If I'm the Lakers and I have reason to think that all I need to do to keep LeBron is draft Bronny, I think I'm doing it. And then even if yeah. My scouts say he's nothing special. But, you know, maybe he will be. I'm not saying that I expect anything from him. Maybe I can send him to the G League, right? You'd have to go to LeBron. LeBron, what can we do with your kid?
Right.
Do you have to play with him
right.
this year?
Does he actually have to yeah, see the yeah. floor? You know, but if you're the Lakers, and let me ask you this. At this age, LeBron is 39. How much power does he still wield? Like, can he call his shots? Is he worth all of that right now?
I think he can with the Lakers because if he leaves, what do they have?
What do they have? Right.
You know, you agree? I mean, right now with that team, it's like they're still built around him.
Yeah. You know, we need to get our boy Kendrick Perkins on the phone here because he had a very interesting quote he had on the Pat McAfee show. He said the Lakers should stand pat because his sources tell him that a big-name star is looking to go to L.A. this offseason. And he said, I can't tell you who it is, but I heard a big-name star is looking to go to Los Angeles.
I've heard Trae Young.
Trae Young, yeah.
Yeah. Who else? Another guard. Well, they're still talked that somehow that they might work something out for Kyrie, but I think he's still under contract for a while,
yeah.
isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know why Dallas would do that. You know, what could they get back in return? But could a Trae Young in Los Angeles work? I don't know how they would pull it off. You know, what assets. They do have three first-rounders right. they can trade, right, this offseason. And so maybe a team looking to rebuild or hit the reset button, maybe that's an option for them.
Yeah, it looks like that's their next move. Who knows?
Right. You
know, the best moves are ones that no one knows about.
Right.
But it looks like their next thing is getting a guard. You know, that's what LeBron wanted when they got Westbrook, and that just, well, he wasn't Westbrook anymore.
Yeah.
But it looks like LeBron, the plan is we'll keep him happy, bring in, you know, Trae Young, I mean, DeJounte Murray after the season. I don't know. Somebody like that. But it's tough when, you know, as old as LeBron is and you keep this veteran team and you get older and older and older and older.
Yeah. You know what, Dwighty? It just dawned on me, and it's something I was thinking about earlier as I shift the topic just a little bit. I'm watching ESPN's NBA Today, and I think I might have to start boycotting that show. I might not watch that show
Welcome
anymore.
To the party.
Yeah.
You know, it is a Lakers infomercial. They talk about the Lakers and Warriors every single darn day. Mm-hmm. No mention of the Kings at least I didn't see it, the big win over Denver. Now, if the Lakers had beat Denver, what would the topic have been today? Are the Lakers back?
Right.
Could they challenge for the championship?
It shouldn't be called NBA Today. It should be Lakers and Warriors Today.
Yes, it is so frustrating to me. And I understand that the Lakers moved the needle. But all week long, it's just been like the Steph Curry-LeBron pairing up. They're still talking about that. It's just, you know, there are 28, 29 other teams in the league. And the Kings had a good win last night over Denver, if you will. Michael Malone and Jokic got a technical, so there was some spice. The Kings rallied. De'Aaron Fox went off in the fourth. So there's reasons to talk about that game last night, and it was a Lakers infomercial.
Yeah. Remember I was telling you the trade deadline was after the deadline ended, and they spent 10 minutes talking about Lakers didn't do anything.
Right.
Can they still contend?
It's 10 minutes. I know how these things operate. We've been in meetings, show meetings. You sit around and you think, all right, what will get the most traction among the viewers? What are the viewers most interested in? And the problem, and I get if the Orlando Magic win, they're not going to talk about that. But how do teams like the Kings, the Magic, whoever it may be, the Rockets, how do they get to that level of coverage if you're not giving them that? Like, you got, it's
they,
like.
They don't, and and the networks don't care.
And maybe that's why Sabonis isn't an all-star.
Yeah,
or Fox isn't an all-star. Because they're not getting the national love that they should get.
I know a guy who was, he was on TV a lot on ESPN, and he was a writer, basketball writer, and I don't think he's currently there. But he was telling us one time that he had a meeting. This would have been maybe 5 years ago, so it's, you know, a little bit of a while ago. But he said they had an ESPN meeting with all the basketball people, and they're told, all right, here's number one story. This is what the country cares about. LeBron James, number one, no question.
Yep.
That's the number one story. Then we got a gap. Two, Steph Curry, number two. There's a gap, but that's number two. Then we got another gap, big gap, everything else.
Yes.
So this is what we talk about. That's like the network's mandate.
Yes, it is. And, you know, that's the thing about LeBron James. Love him or hate him, you have an opinion. Like, you're interested. And I'm watching, you know, I was thinking, and I've always said this, LeBron James has made so many people so much money. Like, people owe their careers, and I'm talking media
Absolutely.
Members. Look at your boy Brian Windhorst.
Oof.
Windhorst wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't know who he is without LeBron James. You know, my boy Chris Haynes, who I love to death, you know, he had a shot in Portland, was doing a great job. What was his second job after that? He went to Cleveland, covered LeBron, and then blew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at, I'm drawing a blank on the woman, she's the Lakers studio host. Last night, Allie, she got to do the
play-by-play.
The other guy was out. Well, she got her start in Cleveland when LeBron was there. And then when LeBron went to the Lakers, she got hired as the Lakers studio host. LeBron has put so much money in so many people's pockets.
Remember Ahmad Rashad?
Yes. Michael Jordan, right?
Yes.
Michael Jordan's best bud and, you know, wrote his career. I mean, we could look at Gail King and Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. To,
that's a lot of them.
You know what I mean? That's how it is
out
there. You
know, there was an... friend of the show, Bill Ryder, who's at CBS. Mm-hmm. He's another LeBron whisperer who I remember he was writing in Kansas City at the point in time for the KC Star.
Yeah.
And LeBron went down to Miami and no one wanted the beat and no one wanted to move from Kansas City to Miami at the time.
Yeah.
And he took it. He wound up taking it and look, it blew him up to national stardom at Fox and, you know, CBS now, become an NBA insider. And I remember him telling me that it was like it was the best thing I ever did. They sit me down. I stayed at, you know, one of the hotels for the season, and I became cool with LeBron's camp. And next thing you know, like, I'm getting hired by Fox. So it you're spot on, Drapes, 100%.
Yeah, so is it the league's job or the network's job to try to make fans care about the rest of the league? It's next year. With the Drive Guys. Going to miss basketball for a little bit here as we have the All-Star break. We have the All-Star weekend, and Kyle Draper's going to be Cabo watching the All-Star weekend.
Yep.
one of your guys is going to be one of the judges in the dunk contest.
Who?
Your guy. He's
There's
your guy.
A couple of guys
I got
on
a
here.
Couple. I mean, Dominique.
Dominique.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mitch Richmond's my guy, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
He's also a judge somehow. Here's the judges for All-Star Saturday night, the slam dunk. Gary Payton.
GP.
Okay.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Yep, we had him on before.
Mitch Richmond.
Friend of the show.
On the show.
Dominique Wilkins.
We need to make him a friend of the show.
That'll happen. That'll happen.
Friend of Kyle Draper.
Yeah, I'll get the show. Just tell me the date. I'll get Dominique.
His guy.
Fred Jones.
Oh, Fred Jones from Oregon.
Yeah,
remember him?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this guy. This guy goes way back. Come on, man. He's a former Pacer. Darnell Hillman.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
ABA dunking fiend, yes. Who I think might have gone to San Jose State. But, yeah, that's Gary Payton, Mitch Richmond, Dominique Wilkins, Fred Jones.
Fred Jones is a former Pacer. That's why, right?
Oh, that's why. Yeah,
he's a former
Pacer.
You're right.
You're right. Indiana ties. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't care about the Curry-Ionescu thing. Should I? I just don't care about it.
You're a hater, Whitey. I see how it is.
No, that's why I'm asking, because I'm a supporter of women's basketball. I thought the whole way they announced it, where supposedly Steph was mic'd and he was going to Pajemski, hey, do you know who the three-point record holder is? Oh, you're right.
Oh, it was so staged, right? Yeah. It was awful.
I'm thinking of challenging her to, hold on, challenging her to a three-point contest.
He's a shooter, not an actor.
Right.
So you tell me, should I care?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't care.
What?
I'm not going to. You care?
Drapes, of all the people.
Dude,
you don't care about the entertainment that Steph and Ionescu is going to give you?
It's people shooting a basketball. That doesn't entertain me.
So you guys aren't into the three-point contest?
I am. It's my
favorite.
It's
okay.
Yeah, I like that. But this thing is, are they going to shoot from the same distance? Are they going to shoot with the same ball?
Yes, they have to.
They're going to have the same ball?
You know,
that's a good question.
Yeah, I think
exhibition at its finest, fellas.
At first, they were going to shoot at different lines, but then Ionescu said, "Nope, I'm shooting from where Steph's shooting." Yeah,
good for her.
And so, I mean, it'll be okay, but I'm not setting the alarm while I'm on the beach in Cabo having a virgin Mai Tai. You know, he's going to be. When is that? Is that Friday? Fan. Saturday? It's Saturday.
All-Star
right.
Saturday night.
All-Star Saturday night. Okay. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm not.
I'm surprised by both of you.
Really?
Because both of you guys are normally into that type of like exhibitionist stuff.
I like
when
it
comes to sports.
I like the dunk hunt every year. It's like, you know, Saturday Night Live, every year people say that's terrible. It's not what it used to be, and then you watch anyway. I love the dunk contest. I like the 3-point contest. Don't like the skills competition thing, but yeah.
You don't like the game. Do you like the game? The game is just.
The game is ridiculous. It's an insult.
I predict a comeback for the game this year. I think the game will be competitive this year. I think the players, you know, heard all the boos and all the criticism about last year's game. I think LeBron, Steph, those guys, they'll get everybody in a competitive state.
Do you remember about 3 years ago when they had that Elam ending, and they actually were trying.
Yep.
Yeah.
You like that?
Well, it worked. And I mean, you had, was it like Giannis and he was guarding LeBron?
Yeah.
And because it wasn't timed, it was you have to be the first team to get a certain number of points. They actually tried. I don't know why they've gone away from that, but I hope you're right. But honestly, I can't see how you will be. I mean, I hope you are.
You know what, though? And this is something I thought about, guys. When you look at All-Star Weekend, and this is, you know, Pro Bowl, you could name whatever. Is it really for us? Like, you know how when we were growing up, it used to be so great. I look at somebody like my son who's 14. He is stoked. He's excited. He's ready for All-Star Weekend. And so is it more for the kids, the teenage, like the younger NBA fans, and not necessarily grown men like us?
I think that's a great question because supposedly the first All-Star game was, you know, the baseball All-Star game in 1933. And it was supposed to be, a sports writer put it together, and it was supposed to be, this is a great exhibition for the fans.
Right.
This is for the fans.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you've been around All-Stars. Yep. So if you were there last year.
Yeah.
It's for the All-Stars.
Yeah.
And corporations.
It really is.
And if your son loves it or any fans love it, that's good. You know, whatever makes you happy. But it's just, it doesn't really, it's not really for us.
You know, and a guy, one of my buddies texted me, and he lives out in northern Kentucky by Indiana, and he had texted me asking me if I was going to All-Star Weekend this year. I said, no, I'm skipping it this year. He said, it costs too much, you know. So he wants to go. He wants to take his son, But the regular fan can't afford it. It's hard to get in.
Let me ask you guys a question. Drape said, Whitey, maybe you guys remember this. Remember, you talked about Chris Haynes. Remember, I'm going to call it 5 years ago. I can't really remember. But he had an all-star, like, media game where he had his constituents, like writers and analysts and stuff, and they did a game. Do you guys remember that?
I don't remember that.
And I remember being sponsored by Metro PCS was everywhere. So they sponsored it, right? Would you guys ever compete in something like that?
Heck yeah.
If Drapes is right. playing, I'm riding with Drapes.
Okay.
Yeah, the big fella.
Right, exactly.
And I asked that because there you say the game's coming back. There's got to be something that we start to pump back, you know, pump some blood back into some of these all-star games. If we go rock and jock or I don't know what we're going to do, you know, the 40-point shot, the 20-foot hoop. I don't know what we can do, but.
Doritos 4-point shot.
Right. But let me ask you this.
It's got to be something.
Yeah, but as I look back on All-Star Weekend, when I was growing up, my dad wasn't into it. He didn't. Hmm. He wasn't excited about it.
My dad loved the baseball. So I get
really?
My dad loved.
Love the baseball one, huh?
Yeah.
But basketball, my dad, he watched it with me, but it wasn't like appointment viewing for him.
Mm-hmm. I think they're obsolete now because you go back to the first All-Star game. You know, you had separate leagues. It's like these are all the All-Stars together. You never see this.
Yeah.
And now with free agency,
guys
it happens all the
teammates
time.
Teammates now
you
all the
time.
You
have like All-Star games that are real games on TV all the time.
Yeah, and these guys, there's no real rivalries anymore. They're buddy-buddy. You know, back in the day, like you said, you know, you used to want to see Magic go against Bird, Magic and Michael teaming up with Isaiah. How would they interact? Now, these guys, you know, they're too buddy-buddy, and we see them go against each other all the time. They're teammates a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I complain, wham, but I'll watch. Might not watch the game, but I probably, if I have a chance, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
Drapes is, I was going to say, Drapes with the feet up and the hammock.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be watching.
I'm going to stay safe, by the way.
Yeah. So Jay and I will hold it down for you tomorrow.
You guys got it. Yes.
Yeah.
Your boy need a day off. I've been carrying y'all for months now. I need a day off.
Your shoulder's sore from carrying.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All that heavy lifting. You and Jay? Yeah, I need a break.
I'll out a 49er.
It'll be a 49ers Friday tomorrow here on Sactown Sports 1140.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Stick around. UC Davis basketball's next on Sactown Sports.